Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here! Go!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Dominic Catronio.
Second half beginning with Corbin Burnes, the all-star, on the mound going up against the Reds and Graham Ashcraft, who's been really good as of late. However, in the first inning, a little bit of traffic against Corbin. He allowed a one-out walk to Matt McClain. But before that, some epic defense to start things off.
1-2 pitch is lined and caught by Willy Adames at short. Adames went back, retreated on it, and timed the jump to absolute perfection.
Lane Grindle's call in a scoreless first inning, a couple of strikeouts to set the table of what was to come on the night for Corbin Burnes. The Brewers, though, they had their hands full with Ashcraft. A double by Contreras was stranded in the first inning. A double play erased an opportunity in the second. But then in the third, Joey Weimer got on second base after a ground out, and with two outs, William Contreras lining a single into left.
3-1 the pitch. Hit hard to short, past the diving McClain into left field. It's a base hit. Weimer coming around third. The throw from Steer, tag applied. They've got him out at home, Joey Weimer. Spencer Steer threw a strike to the plate from left field.
An absolutely perfect throw. Maybe the ball was just hit a little too hard. It was 112 miles an hour off the bat there from Contreras. Weimer didn't have the best route around third. It's 100% you send in that situation. We're not talking about the 4th of July stuff. That's 100% a send and a good send by Jason Lane. Nonetheless, it's still a nothing-nothing game. Meanwhile, the pitchers really settled in from there. Corbin Burnes was on fire. The only stress he had was in the bottom of the third inning. He had two men on and only one out, but he was able to get Ellie De La Cruz and Matt McClain to strike out. The curveball was the big pitch today. Then he got on a roll. In fact, he only allowed one more base runner for the rest of the game. A scary moment happened in the fifth inning, though. In the middle of his at-bat with McClain, after throwing the first pitch, he was on the rubber, and he stepped off the rubber with, you know, all of a sudden out of nowhere. He says after the game that he was cross-eyed, got a little dizzy, and things just were out of whack for a moment. He was down to a knee behind the mound. They got him some fluids. He ended up coming back to finish off the at-bat, getting McClain to pop out to end the frame. He went straight back up to the clubhouse, got some food in him, got some water, and was returned, still in a scoreless game, in the sixth inning. That's when he really found a new gear. He struck out Jake Fraley. He struck out Ellie De La Cruz again. Then it was Jonathan India.
1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Went back to the cutter and strikes out India. A baker's dozen tonight for Burnes in the Queen City of Ohio.
A new season high, 13 strikeouts for Corbin. Yeah, it's the tied for the fourth most in a single game in his career at 21 swings and misses tonight. But it was still nothing-nothing. The Brewers needed some offense. They obliged in the seventh. Willy Adames led off with a double off the top of the wall in center. Miller singled into right field to put runners on the corners for Victor Caratini.
3-1 the count on Caratini. Here it is. Line drive, center field, falling fast. It's in for a base hit. Scoring from third, Adames. Miller is held up at third. Victor Caratini cracks the ice tonight. RBI single for the Brewers' backstop, and it's 1-0.
After Corbin was lifted from the game, the bullpen took over, and they were tremendous again. Elvis Baguero, a 1-2-3 seventh with a strikeout. Then it was Yoel Piamps, a 1-2-3 eighth with two strikeouts. But the hardest task of all was going to be Devin Williams in the ninth, facing Jake Fraley, Ellie De La Cruz, and Jonathan India. He struck out Fraley on a changeup. De La Cruz lined out to center field, and it was all up to India.
A 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Change up from Williams, and this ball game is over. The Brewers book in the All-Star break with 1-0 shutout victories over the Cincinnati Reds.
First time in franchise history, they've won back-to-back games while in 1-0 final. How about the bullpen, though? Their last 18 outs, 12 of them have been strikeouts. The Brewers win back-to-back shutouts for the third time this season. 1-0 the final. And back at it, same time, same place tomorrow at 6:10.